There's a word you're going to be hearing a lot as Congress tries to pass a budget this year: reconciliation. And we don't mean the making up after a fight kind. Reconciliation is the name of a fast-track process lawmakers can use after they approve a budget. Republicans are hoping to repeal the Affordable Care Act with it. But as NPR's Elsa Chang reports, they're not likely going to win that one.
Maybe the best way to think about reconciliation is to picture one of my favorite board games growing up.
Here's a game about climbing up and sliding down. It's called Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders, where the object was to get to the very last square on the board. You could zip up there really fast if you landed on the ladders.
Ah, you're going up, up, up the ladder.
Or
you could slide backwards if you landed on a chute.
First one to climb to 100 wins.
Now think of repealing the Affordable Care Act as climbing to 100, and think of reconciliation as the biggest ladder on the board, that one right in the middle that catapults you 56 squares in one move. You see, reconciliation is a procedural shortcut. It allows legislation to get through the Senate with only 51 votes instead of 60.
Ah, you're going up, up, up the ladder.
But here's the reality. The president would veto any repeal of Obamacare. That's like him sending Republicans down that really long chute that goes almost to the bottom. Now, Republicans can eventually climb to 100 one day. All they would need is a Republican president and 60 Republicans in the Senate and a Republican-controlled House. That would get them a repeal of the health care law. It just might take a while. So that's why budget reconciliation is the best thing they got going on right now.
This is budget theater of the absurd. That's all this is.
Stan Collender, who spent years as a staffer on budget committee, says repealing Obamacare through reconciliation is a pipe dream. First, before Republicans can even use the tool of reconciliation, they need to pass a budget. That's the rules of the game. But right now, Republicans are at odds about how the budget should look.
The House and Senate both have to pass their own budget resolutions, agree on a compromise, and then pass the compromise. And it's not clear to me they're going to have the time or the political will to be able to do that this year.
So if Republicans can't agree on a budget, it's like they can't even take the game out of the box. And even if they can agree and get to use reconciliation, they won't be able to repeal all of Obamacare.
All of the items that are included in a reconciliation bill have to be directly related to the budget.
Maya McGinnis of Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says that's another rule of the game. For an item to pass through reconciliation, it needs to actually affect the budget.
So Obamacare is kind of a vast and sprawling policy, and if the goal is to repeal all of the tax and spending parts of Obamacare, that could be done through reconciliation. But there are a whole lot of regulations, which were also in it, which won't be able to be repealed.
Like regulations stopping insurers from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions or making women pay more for insurance. Ultimately, though, there are some Republicans who are asking, why even bother with this? Here's Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania.
Even if you did use reconciliation to repeal the health care law, I mean, the president would then veto the bill, so we really wouldn't accomplish anything.
So maybe instead of wasting reconciliation on something that has no hope of becoming law, Dent says Republicans might want to use it for something achievable, something modest. Forget climbing to 100.
Chutes to slide and ladders climb.
Elsa Chang, NPR News, Washington.
Chutes and ladders, chutes and